This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of the USA Prepares. We're talking about one of the biggest problems that's facing us, and that is stupidity. Albert Einstein said, speaking generally, only two things are infinite: the universe and human stupidity. And I'm not too sure about the former. That was Albert Einstein.
What it does, the problem that we're facing now is that the connection to individuals in the universe in America is through the media. And because it's through the media that connects you and me, we're with GCN, you know, you're listening on radio, you're watching TV, you're reading a newspaper, the media. The media has the responsibility of presenting the correct ways of being, because it's what we all key off of. If we watch somebody being rude to another, and that's the norm, then we have a problem, Houston. And that's where the media is truly failing. They are supposed to be the ones setting the example of behavior for America. That's why I liked Walter Cronkite and Charles Kuralt. Charles Kuralt on the road was not interested in sensationalism. He was interested in a good, warm story. Like, instead of the fish, and did the fish put up a big fight? And he came back to Dad and said, I put up a bigger one. That's what the media should be doing, is the best of the best in the way of behavior. They failed.
Yeah, and what happened with education, higher education, if you will, college, university, there's no parent involvement. You know, what we do is we drop off our children on first day of freshman year, and we make sure that they get settled into their room, and then we show up, if they graduate, at their graduation, and watch that. But in between those 4 years, it's hands off. All we do is, as parents, is send the university or the college money. You know, that's our biggest involvement, is writing that check.
On the other side of that coin, yeah, on the other side of that coin, there's also, if you haven't learned how to be polite and have your manners before you're 12, what's wrong with your family?
Right. And in 1972, class, about 25% of those who attended the university, public university, would finish. One out of four. Have things gotten better? No. Now, it's 19% finish 4 years. So students go but they don't make it. And yesterday I talked about a colonel, Colonel Billy Long. And what's a colonel? An auctioneer. An auctioneer has the title of colonel. What a misuse of that word, right? Colonel. So we have a colonel who was re-elected to Congress again, and he's an auctioneer. Tell me of a profession that is less honest than an auctioneer.
Well, there's that guy. Yesterday, there was a guy that was voted into the Senate in one of the states, I think it was, that was dead. He ran a whorehouse.
He was dead.
He won.
He's dead.
Now, look, these things happen. That's all normal. Just moving forward
A second. It's normal to have a guy who runs a whorehouse, literally, no exaggeration. This guy ran a whorehouse, and he was elected as a representative when he was dead.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. So we are, I think, elected our first transsexual. We've elected our first governor who is a homo. It used to be if you were a homosexual, you were pummeled.
Instead of a homosexual. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Great.
We are really, really falling down.
The place that I thought was amusing last week and last month was when they described that there are 36 different genders. Now, I remember the drug cocaine, and when people would put a little sign over their door saying when Alice was in over Alistair. Now, that's all craziness. And I am speaking in metaphor. There is something wrong going on here, man. And I don't have a clue. What I can try to do for myself is walk my own talk. Try to do it right, and I make mistakes and try to pick myself up. And the big key is don't make the same mistake twice. So there's personal growth going on. Now, if one carries oneself like that, and you act by example, where is that going to put CNN?
I don't even have a channel that says CNN on my TV. As a matter of fact, and I'm speaking literally, we would not watch CNN. We haven't for years. It's nothing new that we're not watching CNN, but we're not going to either. And there was a video, and Mrs. Finelli and I were going to sit down and watch a video, and Robert De Niro was in it. And she said the equivalent of, we're not watching that. Robert De Niro's in it. He's a disgrace. We're not going to watch that. So, I mean, that's how we feel here at our house. Do we boycott? You bet. Absolutely. If we think something is offensive, we do not participate. If we're in public and someone offends us, we speak out about it. Literally, we speak out about it. We let them know that their behavior is absolutely unacceptable. If I'm in Sam's Club with Mrs. Finelli and someone leaves the cart in the middle of, just walks away from the cart and it's blocking everybody, I go, I speak out about it. Everybody in the aisle can hear me. Yo, look at this. She left her cart right in everybody's way. How rude. That's what I do.
Yeah, well, you could get yourself shot in Cave Junction where the Mexican mafia hangs out.
Okay.
And the women that think they own the store are blocking the aisles on purpose.
They better bring something bigger than a 45.
Well, here is the bad news for that. The Martian mafia just moved also into Cave Junction, so we'll watch how that plays down. This is craziness. And I am feeling like, because I live in the middle of nowhere, and Josephine County is the middle of nowhere, our graduation level is worse than your Missouri at 74%. And the high school, they have this beautiful, incredible high school cafeteria, the whole thing, football, the rest, there it is. It's good old boy country. And you would think that it'd start to change because our property values are so low that California has double residence. They buy places up here for the summer. Whatever. It's a retirement community, and nobody gives a damn about being taxed for education. Now, it's all, this was logger mentality at one time. Hoorah. And now we honor vets. Well, I'm watching what's going on with beta testing and that kid that just had that shooting down in Thousand Oaks. Listen, there's something else going on. And what it is internationalists, or what we call globalists, are at war with nationalism. And it's the United Nations. And your so-called Illuminati. It's not Illuminati. Illuminati, I'm study white step. I have studied magic since 1970. I'm a scholar. And this is the new direction in medicine with psychedelic healing using mushrooms because it heals the spiritual level. I mean, now they're suggesting that placebo is not 10%, it's 40, or maybe even 60%. What you believe going on is what goes on. And I'm going to run a tight ship and look for what I'm seeking in my life. And it ain't on TV. There it is. Ain't. There it is. Love it. I love the grammar that you say on there. And I don't correct people, but the level of literacy ain't got no satisfaction.
Rick, it costs about 10 grand a year to educate a child in the public training camp. $10,000 a year. That's outrageous. And what are we getting for our money? And people keep thinking that if we dump more money into it, it's going to get better. The more we, the more money we dump into the dump, the public training camp, the worse the outcome. The more computers we use, the worse the outcome. Students are, don't have the eye-hand coordination that we need to things. I can't imagine asking young people to help me figure something out. I can't imagine. Why would I do that? It'd be a waste of time.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. So, class, I just went to census.gov, and I looked up the average mortgage amount per month in our county in Missouri. And it's $858. So the average mortgage payment is $858 as of the year 2017. Now, the cost to educate a child is about $10,000 in the same county per year. So you figure the child goes to school for 9 months. That's $1,100 a month. Huh. That's way more than the cost of the mortgage for the house that child lives in. Think about that. How many houses are owner-occupied in our county? 68%. 6-8. How many building permits were there in our county? In the county, 8. Not 8,000. Not 800. 8. E-I-G-H-T. 8 building permits in the entire county. 2017. Just want to give you a little tidbit of where we live and some staggering contrast in numbers. It costs more to educate. I'm sorry. It costs more to have your child's time occupied by the public training camp than it does to live in your house per month. In our neck of the woods in the corrupt state of Missouri. Are you getting what you expect to out of your education system. Obviously, I don't think so. That's why I ran for school board. I ran against a convicted drug dealer and lost. Makes sense. He's related to everybody. So they had to have their guy. A convicted drug dealer beat me. Not that I'm anything special, but I ran against a drug dealer and he won. Everybody knows it, that he's a drug dealer. No surprise. The game is rigged. Your children's education is falling down. I suggest you challenge the teachers, the principals, and the superintendents to anything that you want. And challenge them to any kind of discussion. See how smart they are. I think you're going to be very disappointed. I know I was. Our child was in a shop class. While the shop teacher cut off the tips of his fingers with a saw. It was terrible. Everybody was, oh, it's a freak accident. Really? It was a freak accident. I'm sorry he cut off the tips of his fingers, but geez. Here's a guy who's teaching shop to children, safety and all that, and he cuts off the tips of his fingers in class. It's a nice guy. I'm sorry it happened. But I think as parents, we need to supervise the people who are allegedly educating our children. Any comments, Rick?
Well, no. There's, you know, I've said my piece, and everybody gets it. And now, what can we do about it? Let's talk about that part for a moment. With CNN, is CNN going to actually condone this kind of behavior as okay? Because they disagree with Trump.
They have.
Yeah, but it disagreeing is one thing. Civil disobedience is another. That's correct. Civil disobedience. But what's happening is that they're, within it all, they're throwing in elements of terrorism, like Thousand Oaks. And the general semi-educated, uneducated parts of America begin to have fear. The first enemy of man.
When we come back from the bottom of the hour break, Dan Sutterfield in Missouri is on hold. Dan, you'll be on next as soon as we come back from the bottom of the hour break with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We certainly know that 12 or so families wake up this morning to tremendous loss, and we grieve with them.
That's Counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, speaking of White House reaction to the mass shooting at a bar in Southern California last night that killed 12 people plus the shooter. That gunman, now identified by authorities as 28-year-old Ian Long, who had served in the U.S. Marines.
I know the president will stand behind law enforcement, federally, state, and local, as they continue their work. We won't interfere. We will completely support their work.
Among the 12 people Long shot and killed, a 29-year veteran sheriff's deputy. And authorities say Long then shot and killed himself. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell in her office last night. The 85-year-old justice is now at a hospital in Washington with three broken ribs. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This can be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doc Graham's with us. Dan Sutterfield in Missouri, welcome. You're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Yes, gentlemen, thank you so much. You hit a spot that's obviously very dear and dear to my heart. I was an industrial arts teacher in the state of Missouri for 9 years, guys. And the group of schools that we were in that had competition, like seven schools, there was two or three of the industrial arts teacher that butchered themselves while I was teaching. And a lot of them, most of them didn't think that guards were necessary on tools. I mean, they tell you that to your face. And then they'd go in there and butcher themselves and try to stand there as a good example to the students.
Exactly.
I couldn't believe it.
It's exactly the point. We have lost the industrial arts training as I remember it. I went to an all boys Jesuit high school, and we did not have industrial arts training there. But the public schools down the road did. They had wonderful shops. I'm talking back in the 60s. They had great shop teachers, and safety, being careful, preventing accidents, that was a big deal. It really was a big deal. And that's something that we need to know. Heck, I see people, and Einstein was right. Stupidity is absolutely limitless. I see people on their riding lawnmowers in flip-flops. Does that make any sense?
With a grandchild on their lap.
Okay, I agree.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, let me go back to something else, if you don't mind, just for a second.
Sure, go ahead.
I've never seen a president in person, just on TV. And Cape Girardeau is not that far from where we live, so we took off. I've got a friend that lives down there. We stayed with them. And my wife and I were in line at 10:30 that morning. They weren't going to open the building until 6 in the evening, and he didn't speak until 9. Well, he ended up a little late. But other than that, it was a rainy day, and the rain got worse. And about 3:30 in the afternoon, we were all in a line, and the line kind of was a serpentine thing that stretched across the parking lot, and there was a semblance there, no argument. Of a line, and there had been people there 24 hours in advance, so they were up near the front, and the newcomers would say, "Where's the end of the line?" People would point. Everybody was getting along. We were all visiting very nicely, and pretty much everybody was covered up. Not very few were actually out in the rain. They were under something. At about 3:30, somebody in their infinite wisdom started spreading a rumor that they're going to let us in. And you could just hear that murmur go through the crowd. And as soon as it went through the crowd, all semblance of lines dissolved. And they all just kind of went sideways into this clump that started moving toward the building. And they moved about 25 feet, and then it jammed up because, of course, they weren't letting us in. And it just destroyed what little faith I've got in humanity, almost. There wasn't any fist fights. There wasn't anybody screaming. But that was because the people that got shoved to the back and shoved to the side just didn't stand up for their rights, and there wouldn't have been any use. It was a crowd. It was a mob. I couldn't believe it.
Well, let me contrast that.
It was just pathetic. And you know, Vince, back, and this... this is a good indication of why you're not having the respect and the love, the luck, or whatever you want to call it, of getting on the school board and getting in the co-op board of directors. You're dealing with a bunch of people that if they've got their team sports to look at on TV and their six-pack, that's all they want. Leave me alone. Everything's fine. Vince, I don't think the general population has got, if they had any common sense, they probably lost it. And I'm not trying to insult people. They just haven't had good role models, whether it be their parents or their schools or what. What do you think about that, guys?
I think you're right on in terms of role model. That's a good concept. That's what media should be about, Mr. Rogers.
What?
Where you learn behavior and, you know, rules of engagement, yeah, role models. That's what's needed. Role.
Dan, we can't name a role model. There's no such thing other than maybe Donald Trump at this point as a role model in some ways. I can't name Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton as role models. You can't
name. You need to go wash your mouth out, Vince. You shouldn't talk like that on the air.
Yeah, you're talking about that syndicate from Arkansas. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, you asked about presidents. I met President Leslie Lynch King. I met him. Leslie Lynch King. And we don't remember him by that name. We remember him by the name of Gerald Ford. But his birth name was Leslie Lynch King. K-I-N-G.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I met Gerald Ford back in the mid-1980s. He was on the board of directors of a corporation that I was employed by. It was a banking corporation. Actually, it was a conglomerate. And I was in the banking division, the credit card division. We built a new data center. And Gerald Ford came to the unveiling of this brand new data center with, you know, the latest mainframes and communications equipment and so forth. And there were five of us, excluding the president, in the room, actually in the computer center itself. And I got a chance to chat with the president, just five of us, the guys who were the designers. I was in the communications part of the design of this data center, the guy who, you know, made the computers talk to computers, that kind of thing, and outside computers and data centers that were out external to our bank. That was my job. So I was selected to meet the president, along with, you know, four other guys. And we spent 15 minutes with him. And I got to tell you, the Secret Service was outside with their machine guns under their coats. It was not tense at all. It was polite. It was a beautiful thing. It was, everybody was so polite, courteous. It was the way it should be. Not just because he was the former president, but it should be like that with everybody. That's how we should behave. But that's not what happens. What happens is we have ladder climbers, people who want to climb the corporate ladder. And I got sick of it. I literally got sick of being on the in the corporate merry-go-round. And the idea was, my thought was, you do a good job and you climb the ladder. Well, I would do a good job and there'd be four guys pulling me off the ladder because I would make them look bad. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that. And it happens. You do a good job. Other people see it and they go, hey, knock it off. You're making us look bad. So they do, you know, they set up tripwires and landmines to prevent you from doing a good job. That's what happens because they are weak. They are evil. And I got sick of trying to climb the corporate ladder, so I jumped off the ladder. Literally. I quit. I walked out. I was scheduled to go to a meeting. I had a terrible boss at the time. And I just said, excuse me, in a meeting. And I walked out the door, never to be seen again. I was a corporate officer. People said, are you kidding me? You quit? What'd you do that for? You know, your peers are making 250 grand a year. This is like in the 90s. Why would you quit? That's stupid. Because I didn't want to be part of it. I didn't want to be part of this me first. And I saw it back then, in the 80s. It's gotten worse. Much worse. It's inexcusable. And I blame the parents. I blame the parents for not watching their children in school. I blame the parents for not showing up at school. I blame the parents for not teaching their children how to eat. I blame the parents for not buying Emily Post's book on etiquette. You know, sometimes people will come here and will say, we have three different things to drink. We have cranberry juice, we have water, and we have orange juice. And they'll say, okay, cranberry juice. And we'll let them pour their own. They'll fill up the glass and leave two-thirds of it and throw it away. How often do you think those people come back to our house? Not very often. I'm serious.
I see the same thing. That's the main reason I left public schools. Vince, the history teacher, the math teacher, they were lucky if they didn't have to buy the chalk and erasers out of their own pocket or have a movie that was younger than 15 years old. They never got a field trip. They never got a guest speaker. I mean, it was just strictly whatever they could pull out of their hat to try to get these kids interested in what they were doing. But, boy, we could refinish that gym floor three times a year because that's important, you know.
Well, you're absolutely right. The parents at the beginning of the school year, I'm talking about the public training camp, K through high school, the parents get a list of, you know, these are things that we'd like to have you send with your child. Toilet paper, that'd be nice. Kleenex boxes, that'd be nice. Pencils, that'd be nice. Paper, that'd be nice. Are you kidding? Really? I mean, those things you have to send to school now? You're absolutely right. The gym floors are refinished. They are. It's pomp and circumstance. It's illusion. And then you ask any one of those students. Let's take high school, for example. Can you give me directions to get to town without the phone, without your phone? Tell me how to get from here to someplace else.
And use
places
the
they've been
the
hundreds of times. They can't do it. They can't do
no.
it. They can't do it by landmarks. They can't do it by distance. They can't do it by time. They can't do it. So why is it that we all don't run for the director's position on school boards and fire the entire administration? Why don't we do it? I tried. I put an ad in the paper. They even know about this at the Capitol in Missouri. They know that there was a guy in Wright County who put an ad in the paper that said fire the entire school board, one director at a time. Consider voting for the only candidate who won't make your child urinate in a cup. Vincent Fennell. They know I did it. Please hold through the break if you'd like.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So what's wrong with our schools? Well, it's the absence of, this is my opinion, what's wrong with schools? It's the absence of parents and parenting. In Virginia, there was a trade school. They taught plumbing, electricity, automotive shop, framing, masonry, even haircutting, okay? And they dumped it. For what? For keyboard and mouse clicking. No kidding. Dan Sutterfield, you are the only, there are a couple of us, but there are very few of us who are willing to talk about what's wrong with education as a former educator, as you and I have been. I'd like to hear more about what you think is wrong with education. What happened? What went wrong?
Well, I don't think we got enough time, Vince, but I refer. Whenever I was, after I'd been in it about 4 or 5 years, I referred to it as federally subsidized babysitting.
You're absolutely right.
Whenever we had a parent-teacher night where you opened up your classroom, all the parents were invited, the kids were invited, so the parents could see what the kids were involved in. Every classroom in the whole school was opened up. Of course, the teachers had to be there. And that was fine. We wanted to be there if we wanted to teach, you know. I mean, it should be a passion rather than a J-O-B. But when the parents would show up, the ones you would see would be the students that are acting decent in class, the students that are really trying to learn and are producing something, in my case. The ones that you wanted to see, where you knew the kid had some talent, and you just couldn't motivate him, those parents never show up, and that's probably why the kid was having trouble. The parents weren't trying to instill in that child the desire to want to learn. And nobody ever badmouthed me that I know of. The parents didn't. They just didn't show up.
In Virginia, they had an expression for that, and that was the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
So like father, like son, like mother, like daughter. And I was a consultant, and I did something I thought was pretty cool. I tried to take out Microsoft from the entire county school district. What I did was I implemented Linux for absolute free, no cost. I got Red Hat Linux to give us everything they had for free, and we put Linux on all the networked computers in the school system. We were the first school to ever do that. And I thought that was pretty cool. And we taught the Red Hat Certification University, a college design system, a college design program, a college design curriculum at the high school level. We were the first to do that as well. And I thought that the parents would come in droves. So I manned my station in my classroom as a consultant from 7 in the morning to 7 at night, anxiously awaiting the parents of the students. Not one showed up. Not one.
That's sad.
So I've experienced exactly what you're talking about. It's the parents. What are they thinking? Just send their money? Their stolen money through taxes? The biggest portion of your real estate taxes goes to the public training camp. By far the biggest portion. And it's being wasted.
I could give you a quote I just found. The bottom line is that education helps redistribute wealth and opportunity, giving people the freedom to choose a lifestyle of their liking. Education is the key to freedom. Freedom is bliss. And by the way, bliss is considered by the Amish the highest form of love there is. Education.
I think they've mixed up the word education with ignorance, because we know we've all heard ignorance is bliss. Seems like they're happy to sit there and be ignorant too.
Dan, I really appreciate your thoughts and your words of wisdom, and no disagreement whatsoever. We're all on the same page right here at USA Prepares. We're watching our country spiral down the drain.
You sure are, man. I appreciate your show, buddy.
Dan, thank you so much. We're outnumbered by the stupid, and there's an infinite supply of the stupid. And I was counseled once on trying to bring people into the fold who just don't get it. I'm sorry. We don't have enough time for that. We don't have enough time to bring the stupid up to our level. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Dan, thank you so much for being with us. Above all, honesty and integrity.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.